Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We went to Bonnaroo.
Best time ever.
It was the best.
Best.
We brought sort of matching water packs.
Yeah, and my water bag had pizzas all over them.
And mine's have galaxies.
So
because the universe is infinite.
Ooh, does that scare you? That scares
you
sometimes.
Yeah, it scares me. The idea of space scares the shit out of me, actually. Sometimes I think about floating out in space and there's like no bottom.
Right.
There just isn't a bottom or a top.
Right.
So that really freaks me out. It feels like if I were to jump out in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Also, conceptually, we belong in space, but also we like high key don't belong in space. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's the final frontier, but also we cannot exist out there for the most part.
We should just like go to like fucking Jupiter. Like, let's just figure it out.
Go to Jupiter. I don't know. Elon, if you're listening.
Like, just figure it out already.
Like, there have to be reasons that you get up in the morning and you want to live. And if we're not out there among the stars and being a multi-planet species, I find that incredibly depressing if that's not the future that we're going
to
have.
Can we just, like, get to Jupes?
Like, what are you doing?
Is it habitable?
Yeah, get to Jupes. Get to fucking Nep-Neps.
That's dope. I would kill it on those rings around Jupiter. I would,
they're
like,
around
walk
Saturn.
Around.
Wait.
Oh.
Saturn has the rings, yeah.
Saturn has the rings?
Yeah.
Cool. I would kick it in the big spot on Jupiter.
Oh, what are you going to do in that fucking gas cloud in Jupes?
I think I would just like set up a house. Obviously, I need a place to live and then just like get toasty and watch Netflix. If you're
out on the road, I think it's like a never-ending storm in that. And so
I'm ready, baby. Take me to Jupes.
Okay, what's your storm survival skills on Jupes?
Jokes? Reading? I'm able to read?
You're going to get swept up in a twister telling a fucking two priests and a nun went into a bar joke.
Get this. Two priests and a nun. What is the punchline of that? Let me see. Two priests and a nun went into a bar. Bartender says, "What can I get you?" The priests were like,
"Oh,
we don't know, man.
That you getting sucked up.
Ask the nun." It's me, Ms. J. Willie.
And it's me, Mrs. Phoebe Lynn Robinson. Oh, that's not as fun as Ms. J. Willie. Sounds kind of stuffy and boring.
I do agree, but I think we can totally workshop it.
Oh, thanks, boo-boo.
Of course. Anyway, in this episode, we are bringing some awesome stuff to your ear holes. We recorded this show at VultureFest in New York, and it was very fun.
My favorite part was that we got to talk to the oh-so-sweet Abby Jacobson, who looks so cute with her little red shoes on. I mean, she was like Dorothy in ruby slippers, but hot.
Yeah, and Phoebe was like the Wicked Witch of the West, and when I threw water on her, she totally melted.
Ugh, whatever. Hashtag clueless. I'm not even going to acknowledge that rude-ass statement. Instead, I'm going to move on because we've also got some great comedy from Dina Hashim and Josh Rabinowitz.
Hope you like it. Enjoy, Hoochies.
How's it going, Vulture fans? I'm so happy to be in town. I just got in this morning at 8:45
a.m. Sure, you took a red eye from Los Angeles.
I took a red eye that was an hour delayed.
Ugh.
It's okay. I love JetBlue regardless.
Yeah.
It's just always like, I love traveling, but I hate airports because I feel like people go unchecked. Their bad behavior is like unchecked. And, like, you can't react because then you'll be the one who gets arrested.
Yeah.
So everyone is just pretending, like, everything's fine. And we're
you
all
really,
like,
You really cannot be over a six. If you're over a six, it's like terror.
Yeah, like anytime someone raises their voice, you're like, oh, I guess they're not going that trip anymore.
Yeah. They like me to get escorted to the like back room, the interrogation room. Yeah, no, it's true. You know, I think it's because like nobody wants to be there. Everyone's passing through.
Yeah.
So bad behavior is like fine because you're maybe never going to see that person ever again.
Right. Yeah. So I was waiting for this. I was waiting for my flight to San Jose. I was in San Jose for like a day with Jess earlier this week.
And it was cute.
It was super cute. It was like the movie Sideways, except it wasn't.
It was so far from it.
Yeah. But so in LAX, there are like these like benches where or like tables where there's like chargers. There's like four seats, charger per each seat. And so it was like packed. It was like early in the morning. So like everyone was sitting and like all the benches were taken. So you could not sit and charge your phone. And this older white lady like walks in like with a mission. I'm like, I know this bitch wants an outlet. Like I get, she just had outlet energy, you know? It's similar to being like single. It's just like, where is it? I need it. Where's my soulmate? And so she was very, very aggro with her bags, like her Patagonia bags. And she's looking around and she clocks everyone. And then she comes over. It's like, so you're this dude next to me and I'm sitting here. And she's like, there's one outlet open, but it's super crowded. So she comes around in between us and she kicks my bag. She's like, can you move your bag so I can stand here? And I was listening to you too, so I was very calm. I was very calm.
That was a detail we did not need. Continue.
But like, if I was listening to YouTube, I'd be like, don't you ever in your life put your dirty fucking shoe.
You're fucking Tevas. I'm just kidding.
They were probably, yeah. And so she did that. She kicked my bag and I just looked at her and I shook my head. And then she like starts putting her bags on the table. She's like, I'm sorry, I need table space too. And I'm like, okay. And then she has like a calendar, like she doesn't use a phone calendar. She's like retro, so she has like a paper calendar. I'm like,
Jesus,
fucking
it gets
kill
worse.
Yourself.
It
like,
gets
honestly,
worse.
Put it in a phone. That's 2017. Like, put it in a goddamn
it's
phone.
It's like Franklin Covey. It gets worse.
And so then she's like, starts making these loud ass phone calls, and she's eating peanuts, and like the peanut, like dust is flying in the air. You know at the beginning of basketball games, like LeBron James just like claps the powder in the air?
Yeah.
Just peanut dust was flying everywhere.
Disgusting.
And everyone hated her. And none of us said anything because we were all people of color. And we're like, we cannot yell at white women in public. No. Like, we know we're trained well enough
for
that.
And it just sucks because, like, she put everybody else through that. Like, you guys didn't deserve that. We're all going through the Trump-Russia investigation together. Like, we can't do that in this climate. Nobody needs it. That sucks. I was at the airport yesterday, and this was at the San Jose airport. And I was flying JetBlue, and our flight was delayed. But on the sign, it said we were leaving at, like, 4:50, but it said it was boarding at 2:50. And I thought, like, sometimes I like to treat myself to a massage at, like, Express Massage. Yes, I'm bad. Sue me. And so I was like, do I have time to go get a massage? Anyway, I went up to this guy, and it was, like, this young black guy, and he's already, like, extra in a way that I'm, like, not trying to engage with a male in that way if we're not fucking. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I was like, so I just want to clarify, like, which time is the right time? I want to know. And he was like, I don't know. What's it look like? And I was like,
what?
What? That's what I was like, you know what? You know, you have to behave even if somebody's being egged. So I was like, I don't know. Well, it looks like you have two separate times. I just want to confirm what the actual time is that we're boarding. And he was like, well, what's up on the board? And I was like, well, it looks like 4:50. He's like, it's that. And I said, it also looks like it's 2:30. He said, it's that. And I was like,
oh,
so which one is it? And by now, this older white woman was next to him, like, helping other people successfully and smoothly. And so I started to sort of look her way, like, can you,
yeah.
help. And she was just like, bah, 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 thank you so much. Like, she was, like, doing her thing.
Right.
And so then I was like, all right. I think lately when people are ig like that, I've been trying to kind of walk back and see what their process is. Like, I'm hoping that I could Socratic method them into realize. So I asked him, I was like, so do you understand why I need that information? And he was like, what information? I was like, what information do you think I need?
Oh, my God.
So he said the departure time. I said, right. Do you understand why I would need to know as a passenger on this plane what the departure time is? And he was like, I don't know, maybe. And I was like, God damn it. And then the woman, I was like, simmering.
That's crazy.
And the woman finally butted in. She was like, he's just joking. He meant that we're actually departing at 2:50, so you should be ready. And I was like, thank you so much. I was like, do you understand why that was a successful interaction? But I've been really, like, when people are rude, yeah. I feel like just asking them questions could be a good way to go about it.
I don't do that. I just lose my shit.
I know, I love that about you.
I'm such a good person, but...
I know that.
Just to preface...
We all know that.
I'm a really good person. I donate to charity. I never forget my mom's, like, birthday, like... But customer service situations, I just immediately turn into like a disappointed wife who's been married to her husband for 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've never gone to Paris, and I've always wanted to go to Paris. Yeah. And now it's too late. Like this.
Another year.
Yeah, another year away from your punk ass.
Shit.
Your hair looks great, by the way.
Thank you.
Is
I had
this
a photo
new?
Shoot today. No, it's the same thing.
No, because it was blue before. You took the blue out.
Oh, I just took, I had yarn in my hair and it was blue and then I just like took it. This black girl's looking at me like.
How was your photo shoot? Was it fun?
It was really good. You know what? I fucked up. I knew I had a photo shoot this morning, but I was like, it's Friday. I'm going to go do karaoke. And, or as white guys say, karaoke. And I went.
So
turned
gross.
Up. It was crazy though. Karaoke was weird last night because I realized I had like aged out. I went to Karaoke Boho and it was like just young fucking college dudes that like probably were Axe body spray, like early twants, like fucking putzing around,
yeah.
hitting on wasted girls. And I was like, oh my God, I'm aging up. Like this is such a big moment for me. And then I sung Ashley Simpson on karaoke.
That was a waste of your money.
It was by the hour, so a lot of ground was covered.
That's cool.
It was fun.
So you did Ashley Simpson and what else?
I did Avril. I did Michelle Branch, branching out.
Michelle Branch?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that name in a while.
Vanessa
cool.
Carlton. It's like the best name. She was like, I don't know if we deserved Michelle Branch, but she's like actually a really great writer, performer. So did a little Avril because I know she might be dead. So I was...
That is like...
I made sure to do that.
Such a disrespectful rumor.
It's so disrespectful. Like, but like she should just like acknowledge and respond to it.
But that's like, imagine you like, I wouldn't acknowledge it. You go to sleep, you wake up, and like your publicist is like, you are trending on Twitter.
She's like, yes, finally, get out of here about it.
Yeah. That was, it was okay. It was good.
I knew coming out. I knew halfway through.
Okay. And then the publicist is like, yeah, it's because people think you're dead. No, I was going to ask you, what would you want the rumor about you to be that makes you trend on Twitter?
I'm just great at fucking and maybe the rumor about me. I need to think about that. That's a good one. What would you want the rumor for you to be?
I would want it to be that me and Maxine Waters have a rivalry.
A rivalry?
Yeah.
That'd
be so
ignorant.
Dope.
That's literally
That's
like
cool.
what Wendy Williams does. That's like
I
shit
know,
that
but
she
I love
does.
It. I love Maxine Waters. I love
That's
that.
That's so funny.
Her catchphrase is saying someone has no credibility and like... I'm going to start using that in my own personal life. I think it's so great.
It's brilliant. So disrespectful of you. Like, what would your counters be?
Okay.
What could you possibly say to Maxine Waters that needs to be said in a conflict?
I mean, I have to think about it, but I just want to be, like, cussed out by her a little bit. Like,
ooh, you want the pain.
I think it'd just be hilarious that she would just, like, read me to filth. And then, like, I just think it'd be, and I just love her.
You're like, ooh, hurt me.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
Like
maybe we were both at, like, Nordstrom Rack, LOL. And I took, like, the last cashmere sweater and, like, she wanted in lavender, but I took it. And that just fucking changes everything between us. And then it'd be cool. I mean, she's up in age. You have to use, like, an older person, like, rivalry. Like, it wouldn't be, like, us fighting over a dude. It'd be, like...
A cashmere sweater.
Yeah,
it'd
be, like, a cashmere sweater. Or, like, you know...
You fucking... You know? Yeah, no, totally. I love that. That's not where I expected you to go.
Would you take her side?
Maxine.
What?
It's, like, out of respect, like, for Black History Month. I don't know.
We've been doing this show together for 3 years. Are you going to choose Maxine's side?
It's Maxine. You fabricated this rivalry, and now you're going to get mad at me. For choosing literally Black history over you?
Because I'm Black history in the making. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't applaud
for
it. Don't applaud. She just said, I'm Black history in the making. Thank you. Like, don't applaud. She canceled herself out.
Yep, yep. That's what Rosa Parks is. She's like, I'm sitting here, thank you.
I think MLK would have been like, let's just not acknowledge it. Ignore. All the planning, ignore.
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock land on us. Thank you.
I had a dream that one day.
Thank you.
It was like. Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah, that is terrible.
Yeah.
Okay. The thank you was too much.
What if Johnny Cochran was like, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Thank you.
OJ would have been convicted.
Yeah. His whole life would be radically different. Okay. All right. We got to get this show on the road.
I'm so excited about this show. We got a special show.
Are you guys excited for more show? Our next act that we're bringing up is very, very funny. You've seen her do a roast battle. Please get up for Dina Hashem!
Hello. Nice to see you. Nice to be seen by you. Having a nice time. Let's be friends, huh? I'm an Egyptian lady. Whenever people, like, talk about the problems facing Arab women, it's usually about, you know, like, the religion or the laws or Trump now. No one talks about the body hair. Came here to tell you about it. Like, I grew up in a Muslim family. We couldn't talk about anything sexy. I had to figure out on my own what was normal for a growing girl. Like, in high school, all the boys started saying this phrase. Did you guys have this? If there's grass on the field, play ball. Did y'all have it? You could figure out what it means. Pretty gross. And so I had to be like, but if the grass is too thick to move in, do they cancel the game? No one cancels the game. Rain or shine. I think dating is tough for everyone, though. Would you say so? You gotta put work in. So my friends were arguing to figure out, like, who's put the most work in to get in a girl's pants, you know? Like, I had to buy her this many drinks, or I had to wash her dog, or whatever. And then they asked me, like, Dina, who's put the most work in to get in your pants? Who's put the most work in? But I thought about it and realized, like, totally my gynecologist. That's like 10 years of medical school. My girl took MCAS to get this pussy. All right. Sorry. Trying to, is anyone in love? No, good. Yeah, I also have been deleting and reactivating Tinder for 6 years. I noticed, you know that you've had a dating profile for too long when you start noticing people's personal growth. And you're swiping through like, oh, cool. Freddie 420 went to grad school after all. 3 years ago, he was undecided. Meet some strange folks on there. I went on a date with a guy who could just like turn everything I said into something sexual, you know? He was like, what kind of music do you like? It's like, oh, I like the Beatles, they're cool. And he said, what Beatles song would you make love to me to? I was like, help. I'm from Jersey, but I didn't write on. I didn't grow up with my dad. He's lived in Kuwait since I was a kid. And he calls me on the phone and like gives me the same speech. He goes, Dino, you I can't do an Arab accent, so just imagine your favorite enemy of the state. He'd be like, Dina, you have to be a good Muslim so that one day we can reunite together in heaven. I'd be like, really? You won't even reunite in New Jersey. You could just come back. I know it's no heaven, but still be alive, so... did anyone vote for Trump? Or not safe to ask. I did. I did. But like, I'll vote for anyone who will keep my dad out of the country. So that's my. Drinking. I like to drink. I like to drink wine. I don't know anything about it. So I went to the store to like ask for advice. And I don't know if you've done that, but it's like an interview to buy wine. They ask you a lot of questions. This guy was like, do you have a preference for the origin of the wine? I'm like, no. This store should be fine. And then he was like, well, what will you be having the wine with? Like, oh, my mouth? Might pour into a glass if anyone's looking. And then the last question was the most bizarre. He goes, do you prefer your wine sweet or dry? I was like, hold on, friend. Those aren't opposites. Like, those aren't even the same category of things. One's a flavor, and there's a feeling. Like, sweet or dry, I don't know, sir. Do you prefer your eggs scrambled or in the summertime? I don't know, I feel empty of all desires. I said that to a friend of mine, and she was like, oh, that's great. That means you've reached nirvana. And then my doctor was like, actually, that's a symptom of clinical depression. But, like, you know, in both cases, like, my soul is ready to die, so it's fine. I went to a sex store for the first time, a sex store. You can't buy sex there. There's a lot of sex-shaped things. And I don't know if you've gone, but it's a brave new world of customer service in these stores. I walked in, and this woman was like, do you have any questions about anything? In my head, I'm like, yes, everything. But I got nervous. I just grabbed something. I was like, this will do. But with no hesitation, she was like, oh, this one. You're going to want to insert that into your pussy face forward. And that way, it's going to hit your G-spot while also bouncing on your clit. And I was like, do you want to get out of here? Okay, I have to go. Thank you so much, everybody.
We are too.
You guys are cute. I like hanging out with you guys. Feels like we're all friends.
It was nice. We like did a really intense show recently for people who didn't know who we are, who yeah. we were. So this feels really affirming.
Yeah.
It feels like we exist home. And that yes. rules.
I'm loving this outfit.
Yeah, this is iconic. I logged
love
it.
What's your name? Busayo. Wait, hold on. What's your name?
Busayo.
Busayo.
Where are you from?
Brooklyn, New York, but Nigeria.
Yes. Ooh!
I got my blood tested, and I'm from Nigeria as well, so.
We can totally
Motherland,
claim
Nigerian,
you.
Cameroon. What'd you say?
What percentage?
Like 33%.
Oh, my God!
Yes.
Our people. Oh, my God. We have to give you a name. We'll talk later.
You'll give me a name?
Of course. We give everybody names. I'm serious.
Back to my roots. That is literally going to be like me getting my Patronus. Like, I'm so excited about that.
Okay. Well.
Wow. Yeah, so I'm, excuse me, talking about myself. But I'm partially from Nigeria and Cameroon. It's my people. We are the best. We are great.
I have not checked anything out, so I don't know. But I am from Cleveland. Could you give me a name for that?
Cavalier. Cavalieris. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Drew Carey. I don't.
Don't you ever. LeBron James.
He's kind of from Akron, so. My family's from Akron. What do you want me to say?
This is the end of Two Dope Queens.
No! Two
Dope Queens is over.
You saw it first, folks.
Actually, there.
I hear.
You hear that?
Yeah, it's fucking irritating. I'm sorry. There's people
guys,
talking.
Guys, we can hear you. You guys can
you
hear
just
it.
Stop? Can you excuse me?
Who is that?
I don't know. Excuse me.
Hey, there's a show. There's a
Boo-boo.
Show.
We're doing there's a show. Show. Are you kidding me? No. Are you freaking
you
kidding
out
me?
Who get out here?
Go.
Get out here.
Go.
Get out here.
Get your ass out here.
Yeah. Get your black
get
ass out here.
Here. Get out of here. Jacobson, everybody!
Abby!
I'm not
Abby, come in the middle of us.
Sorry, I had a. It was like I'm just doing a deal, and like it's like Hollywood, Hollywood life. It's constant, you know. It's like
always
we can
work. Get in the middle. Get
it's
in
always
the middle
moving,
over
always
here.
Changing.
Oh, it is. Hi, guys. I've never done your show.
I know. We're so.
I've been so bummed, and now I'm so happy.
Good.
Abby, I have to say, you look great.
Yeah.
I think you guys look great.
Aw, well. Thank
well.
You. How's everything going? You are. Broad City's about to come out in a matter of months.
A matter of months. Yeah, we're all done shooting. We're just editing
Congrats.
For a couple months now. We just locked and loaded 4 eps.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's cool. Alana and I both directed this season.
Whoa, that's awesome.
What was that like?
Yeah.
It was really cool. We each did 2 episodes. It was nuts. It's like really intense to be the person total. Like we are pretty in charge. We are in charge, but then it's also like we usually hire someone else to like have another set of eyes. And so I would be like talking through a scene and then I'd look up and be like, oh, I'm the one I'm looking to.
Like, there's no one else. And it was really fun. It was really cool. New hat.
Did you wear it? Yeah, did you wear a director's hat? Like Ron Howard?
I dressed as a 45-year-old white male the whole time.
It's like a New 55, Balance.
55, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Can you give us like any sneak peeks as to what the season's going to be about?
Sneak peeks. It's going to be about, we're not in it this season. We really went off. It's in London. Yeah, it's about the same shit. Yeah. We didn't go too far.
I know,
it's winter.
Oh, wow, okay.
And we're airing in the summer, so that's cool. Okay, I can reveal something, because I think we just did an interview, and we said a bunch of guest stars. I can say some guest stars.
Yes.
Okay. Oh no, Alana's gonna get mad at me. Okay, we said it already. Fran Drescher.
Oh, what? Oh my fucking goodness.
That is so cool.
It was nuts. She did like all the noises.
Yes.
like without even us asking.
So that's just how she talks regularly though, right?
There is a scene and it was, wow. I was so happy that I was not on camera because she just goes, and I was like, this is incredible.
That's so
cool. What was her like wardrobe like? Did she wear something like nifty like she did when she was the nanny?
I will say she's, we have an amazing wardrobe department, but Fran kind of like comes with her own.
Sure.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
I think she picked out everything and it might have been her own clothes. But I will say the nanny is the biggest wardrobe inspiration for Alana Wexler.
Oh, really?
Really?
We talk about that a lot.
I guess that's cool.
One of them.
That's cool.
And then I'll give you one more that's bananas.
Okay.
RuPaul.
No! That is so tight!
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah, it was
oh
like...
God. What was that
I
like?
Got it. I don't know. It was unreal. And I'm not in any scenes with him. So I just got to like watch.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So what have you been up to outside of like work? Are you having much time like to go on vacation? Are you visiting fam?
Work hard, play hard.
Work hard, play hard.
As the bros say.
Let me see. Vacations.
That means
this
no.
This is sad. No. Because once we start, it's like pretty gung-ho. But okay. It's fun. I mean, it's fun. You know? It's fun work. I actually, I can say this, what I was telling you. I did an episode of Drunk History, which was really cool. Whoa. And weird and fun.
And so what did you do?
Yeah.
So I did, I don't know if I'm allowed to say any of this.
Well, you can find out and then we won't.
Yeah. I got to play Gloria Steinem.
Yeah, that's
Whoa!
Awesome.
So I'm like, yeah, I'll go to LA for a day and do that.
That's so cool.
It was really cool, and there's no sound on that show.
Right.
I was in the, if you guys don't watch it, someone's wasted. I would never do that part.
I would love to
Me
do
too.
That.
You would? Tell somebody, they would love to have both of you, I'm
sure. That
would
be so fun.
That would be so
You guys
fun.
Should do it. You should do it together.
That would be yeah. insane.
Or separately.
And we could do like Rosa Parks and I could be like, thank you.
Yeah.
If you fucking ruin my drunk history. We can't disrespect black ghosts, you know what I mean?
Wait a second. You would feel comfortable. Like, that is so scary to me. People get shit-faced. They have to sign something that's like, you might hurt yourself and we're not liable like with this alcohol.
I'm into it.
Yeah, that's cool. That's like my Jackass, you know what I mean?
Like
as far as I can go.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I could not do that part. I was like, you learn the drunk person's cadence and you have to like repeat what they say.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I love that. That's awesome.
I had to wear a Playboy bunny outfit. And continually in my mind, I was like, I'm Gloria Steinem. I'm Gloria Steinem in the Playboy bunny outfit.
What was
and
that?
And that's important, and that's why I'm doing it.
I mean...
How did you feel in
there?
Yeah,
did you feel super sexy?
Or were you just...
give
no,
yourself
I was like, what am I doing? I'm Gloria Steinem. I'm Gloria Steinem in the Playboy Bunny. And this was an important thing that she did. She went undercover. And I'm doing this for the historical show Drunk History.
I love that.
Yeah, good time. Yeah. Yeah, you know, good stuff.
But I like your fashion story. I feel like ever since Bra City started, like your fashion evolution has been great to watch.
And the red shoes.
I know, the red shoes are so, they're very like Annie Hall.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's cool. It's cool.
You know what? This was a big splurge for me, these shoes.
Okay.
And I was like, I could get them in black and be like, these are classic, but they're kind of grandma shoes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm getting them in red.
Damn.
Because you only live once.
That's your YOLO.
Do you feel like you turn some heads with those red grandma shoes? They're like, damn, who's that? You know, like, whoa, whiplash, you know?
I'm like a week and a half in.
Okay. It's still early.
And who knows what could happen.
Yeah.
So, right? There's like lots of things that could happen still.
World's open.
My life together with these shoes. Anyway. We have a long road ahead of us. So I don't think I've turned a lot of heads yet.
Well, that's going to change.
I mean, I hope so. It's starting here.
Yeah.
It's starting right now.
Are you on like any dating apps? Like I'm on Bumble. Are you on Raya?
You know, I'm not. I did do Raya. I don't like it. And you know, a long time ago I did OkCupid.
Cool.
And I kept like going out with people that it was just so upsetting. But I do know a bunch of people that have met online and they had a wonderful experience. That just wasn't my experience. And now I just fucking hate it. And I don't want to do it.
What's the worst experience you've had?
It wasn't even that bad lately. Like, I guess I wasn't on it recently, but I guess like a year ago I was on it. And I just, like, it just, I don't like, I don't know. I want to meet someone in person.
Yeah.
Maybe someone here tonight.
You guys get a look at these shoes?
Look at this. I just had a tailored butt. It's great.
Come on, full package, baby.
I was on a dating app before I got in my current relationship, which I did not get in due to a dating app. But I keep running into one guy that I matched with and then ghosted because I got into a relationship.
Oh.
And so the tench is always like palpable. It's there.
That's crazy.
Ghosting is so insane and upsetting to me. This was so long ago, right?
Right.
You've been in a relationship
like,
for a long time
woman.
Ago.
Right.
You wouldn't do that now.
But it just feels
But it was
hurtful.
Like we swiped and then he said sup and then I ghost. Like it wasn't
ghosting.
We all have our truths. So if you guys could back the fuck up off me, why don't y'all tell me what ghosting is to y'all?
It's like when you actually, I think, personally, it's when you have like a You've gone out with someone, mm-hmm. and then you've texted, and then all of a sudden, you're not interested, or they're not interested, and there's no, like, hey, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Just, and someone is still trying, and you're not responding.
Yeah.
And
That's a waste of everyone's fucking time.
Yeah. Right? It's like, like, hey, guess what?
If someone ever starts a breakup with, hey, guess what? I'm fucking murdering them.
It's not a breakup. It's not a breakup, though. It's like, hey, listen. I had so much fun with you, but I don't think I'm ready. Or I don't think it's working out. It was great meeting you. I hope you have a wonderful life.
Those are all effective ways to communicate.
Yeah, those
you guys
are good.
Know what I'm saying.
Whenever I get, like, ghosted or, like, turned down by a guy, I always go in my head, I make a mental list for when I win my Oscar, and I'm going to be like, fuck you to this guy.
Yes.
You, this guy.
You have it scrolled along your screen while you're giving your speech. Please run the ticker thing.
Yeah.
They, fuck like, you. Started to play you out as soon as you said, fuck.
They're like, this is ABC. We can't do that.
Warren Beatty's like, isn't this worse?
Abby, thank you so
Guys,
much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Everybody give it up for Abby Jacobson!
I don't know, Sarah Jessica Parker or some shit.
Yeah. There are tons of other people at this festival. Okay, gotta
but
keep it
moving.
But
just Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah. So our last comic of the evening, he's very, very funny. We've known him for a long time. He is currently a writer on the new season of Carmichael Show and Broad City. Please give it up for Josh Rabinowitz!
Doing? Okay. So my whole life, I've been told that I'm an awkward person, which I have found very frustrating. Like, I don't feel like I am. But what has frustrated me more is that recently awkward has become such like a trendy catchphrase. You know, you always see people now and they're like, awkward. And I'm just like, why are you saying that? Like, real awkward people, when you do something uncomfortable, you're not like, awkward. You're like, I can never come back here. This is the end of me in this place. Like, it really feels to me today that, like, cool people are, like, gentrifying awkward. And they're just, like, kicking me out of Awkwardville and into Creepyville. Like, I was hanging out with a buddy of mine who's been cool my whole life. He's one of my coolest friends. And all of a sudden, he was like, dude, I'm so awkward. And I was like, why? And he was like, man, it's so awkward for me to text Becky to hook up now that I'm also banging her roommate. Awkward, right? I was like, no! When I was coming up in awkward, it's not awkward texting Becky to hook up now that you're also banging her roommate. I thought it was awkward texting Becky, hey, what are you up to tonight? And also, hey, what's going down tonight? Because you were writing two drafts and you accidentally sent them at the same time. So then she gets two texts that are kind of the same, but kind of different. And you can't even lie that it's a duplicate because it's different words. So she doesn't respond to you. So then you text her roommate. You're like, hey, is Becky's phone broken? LOL, no big deal, but it is a big deal. She does not respond to you either. And then for the next year, without putting up a fight, you just fade out of their lives. Until your friend has sex with them both. But I was raised Jewish, you know, you guys know. And I've been never a very religious person, but I've been thinking about my Judaism recently with, like, all the racial upheaval in this country. I've been trying to figure out, like, what's my place as a white minority who's never really been oppressed at any point. Like, in my life, I've never felt any semblance of oppression. Like, because Jews like myself who live in, like, the Northeast, we've assimilated so much that I even asked my friend recently, I was like, hey, man, do you even know the racial slur for a Jewish person? And he was like, Jew? And I was like, no, that's just what we're called. And then he was like, oh, is it greedy Jews? And I was like, no, I wouldn't call it mean, but I wouldn't call that a slur, you know? And he was like, oh, is it Jew face? And that's when I realized, never play guess a slur with any of your friends. But I've never been called a kike, but one hateful thing I have been called recently is a millennial. And I have to say, it really hurts my feelings. Because people say it with so much hate in their hearts, you millennials. Like, I think I'd rather be called a kike than a millennial. You know, because at least if someone's like, hey, you kikes ruining this country, I'd be like, hey, man, that's hateful and uninformed. But if someone's like, hey, you millennials ruining this country, I'd be like, maybe they read a study. I don't know, maybe the New York Times, like, you're really fucking it up. But I appreciate you coming with me on the kike joke, because I've been working on it, you know, and... I told it recently in Long Island, New York, and it didn't go great. it was a slightly different version than what it is now, but basically I was in front of like 100 people. I was like 10 minutes in. I was like, okay, I'm going to do my kike joke. I didn't say that, but I was like, here it comes. And I start it. I say the word kike. It goes completely quiet, except for one woman in the front row whose noise I could only describe as literally harumphing, which I only thought was a noise in like children's books, but she was like, harumph! Harumph! And I was like, okay, this is not what I wanted. And so I was like, okay, maybe no one here is Jewish and they just feel like super freaked out. I should let them know it's cool to laugh, you know? So I was like, how many people here are Jewish? Everybody claps. And then instead of just being like, I'm sorry, I was like, oh, I should improvise and smooth this over. And the way I chose to do that was I said, well, I guess that joke isn't for kikes. Everybody started harumphing. The only thing that would have hurt me more is if they all went oi at the same time. You know, it's just brutal. And then I'm standing outside after the show. I'm approached by a 57-year-old Jewish dentist. And I know this because he was like, hey, I'm a 57-year-old Jewish dentist. I was like, oh, hey, I'm Josh. And he was like, you know, that word's got all the history and be very hurtful. I was like, I know, I'm sorry. But as he was walking away, he was like, but if you ever need a dentist, though. And I was like, what a greedy Jew. You know, thank you very much. I'm Josh Rabinowitz.
You just heard Dina Hashem, Abby Jacobson, and Josh Rabinowitz.
Two Dope Queens is produced by Joanna Solotaroff, Jen Poyant, Paula Schumann, Rachel Neal, Phoebe Robinson, and Jessica Williams. Our team includes Joe Plord, Matt Boynton, Ed Haber, George Wellington, Isaac Jones, and Shanoa Estrada. Our theme music was composed by Jeff Brodsky.
Yeah, and follow us on the gram. There's fan art, photos of us riding around on golf carts, and some V-cute vidges. Check it out.
And please rate and review our podcast and subscribe. It makes a big difference as we kick off season 4.
That's all for now. YQY. Bye, Q. Bye.
See you later.
Fan art. Photos of us riding around in golf carts. I want to take that again.
Fan art.
Golf carts.
Yes, she did. Fan art. Golf carts. And you're ready for the James and the Greer.
Hey, booze and bays, it's your girl, Phoebes. I'm out of the country right now, aka country, LOL. So anyway, this week is my birthday. I'm turning 33, hashtag Jesus's year. And you know what? People are like, what do you want for your birthday? What do you want for your birthday? Do you want diamonds? Do you want a date with Michael B. Jordan? Do you want to hang out with you too? Well, actually, yeah, I kind of want all of that now. But anyway, what I really, truly, truly want deep down in my bones is for y'all to come to the HBO tapings that we're doing in October, baby. Okay, so the first two shows, the show on the 23rd and the early show on the 24th, are completely sold out. So sorry about that. But thankfully, we have two more shows. They're the late show on the 24th and our last taping on October 25th. I don't think we're ever going to be doing these specials again for HBO. So you don't want to miss some of your favorite comics, as well as some new comics you might not have heard of, and also incredible celebrity guests that we're booking with the quickness. So you know what? Let's go to Ticketmaster.com, type in the search window, Two Dope Queens, go get your tics, and come see your girls. Love you, mean it. YQY.